obsessed with Jesus. The words of Jesus, the life of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, the waters of Jesus. I'm obsessed with Jesus. You know what Jesus said, man? He said, let the dead bury their own dead. You're like, you come and follow me. Because Jesus doesn't want you to follow dead things. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. They're not led by the dead. Let the dead go bury their own dead. Let them do their own dead works. And you follow the author and finisher of your faith and the perfecter of your faith. You follow him. There's going to be a lot of glory. Hallelujah. Let's just see what the Bible says here. Jesus saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Follow Jesus, he's going to make you into something glorious. Fishers of men, you're going to, when you follow Jesus, that whatever he transforms you into has the potential to leak over into other people that are at lesser levels of glory so that they can just be accelerated to come up. You know, like you pull them out of the hellfire and place them into heavenly places in Christ. Because that crusty nature gets washed off of them by the rivers of living water flowing through your spirit. So it's like you pull them out of hellfire and just place them back into Jesus' realm, into his arms, to his atmosphere, plucking them from the fire. And it's not through dead works, it's by following him. Hold on a sec. Love that, the bass. I don't know if you guys can hear it clearly, but yeah, Jesus, we follow you today. Body, soul, spirit, atmosphere, being, every part of our being. We just be with you, Shabbat. If you want to know what your calling is, it's Matthew chapter 10. I'm in Matthew today, I don't know why. It's just where I opened up my Bible and decided to randomly just start a video, so. A lot of people think they're called to be an apostle, or called to be a prophet, or called to be an evangelist, or called to be a teacher. That's fine. But in Matthew chapter 10, when I asked God, what am I, God? Am I a prophet? Am I an evangelist? And because I was reading all these books on how to be a prophet, how to be a teacher, how to be an evangelist or apostle or whatever. And it's like, he just made it so plain and simple. He spoke to me through the Bible. And this is what my calling is, and it's yours too. Hallelujah. And when he had called, there we go, Matthew chapter 10. It's just the first seven words. And when he had called unto him, his, you can say that, first eight words. When he had called unto him his, your calling, your office is Jesus. You step into him and you let him just take over your very being. And he's the prophet through you. He's the teacher through you. As you yield your being to him. Because he was baptized into the Lord as one spirit with him. So you allow his spirit to flow through your spirit, through your soul, through your body. Using your words or your actions. And he's the prophet. He's the apostle. He's the one who builds the church. On this rock I will build my church. It's the revelation of him. Not the revelation of the prophet who's... It's the prophet Jesus. Or the revelation of the teacher. It's the teacher Jesus. Look at this. And when he had called unto him his... And it says 12 disciples after that. He gave them power against unclean spirits. Where do you get the power from? Is it from... studying from memorizing scripture. It helps. Those are tools I study, showing myself approved. Approved of what I've already received, right? I don't know. How about this? He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. So your calling is first and foremost to Him. It's the first love gate. That's where He flows through. And then once you've established that, you never leave Him. He'll never leave or forsake you. And you shouldn't leave or forsake Him either. For like earthly things and... God, just focus on your presence right now. We focus on your glory. We focus on your face. We focus on the substance of the river of life flowing through us. Anywhere where we've been stopped up, God, I just ask that pour some fresh oil on that hardened, cracked area. Make it all soft and pliable, and then burn it with fire. So that everything that can be shaken right now, right out of your body, in Jesus' name. And He will make you a fisher of men, because that's what He is. He's the greatest evangelist there ever was. He came to redeem an entire race, you know, the Adamic race. And how did He do it? By laying down His life to serve them all. Pure, true humility is depending on His Father and doing whatever His Father told Him to do, not having His own will or trying to build His own ministry, like, you know, how when all the people wanted to make Him a king, He ran away. It's like, no way. This ain't going to be built by the hand of man. It's built by the Spirit, by my Father in heaven. I only do what I hear my Father speaking, and I only say what I hear Him. What I hear Him speaking, or something like that. Hallelujah. Yeah, Shabbat. Thank you, Lord, for an increase of your Shaka Rakireba. Oh, well, I may as well have a drink. Don't want to make this all intellectual and worthless words of the knowledge of good and evil. Your calling is to Jesus so He can give you the blueprints of what you're supposed to do in life. First thing you should do in the morning is Jesus. Hallelujah. Have Him on the forefront of your mind. Have Him in the forefront of your heart and the deep in the core of your heart. So He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last thing you think about. He's the first and last of everything. He's all in all in you, in y'all. All things are yours already if you just open up your eyes in the light, Christ's light, to see what's already available for you, and then you step out in faith and release what He's given you already. We're already complete in the head. The body needs to grow into the head through just feasting on His flesh, drinking His blood. His flesh is meat revelation, His blood is drink indeed. It's the wine of the gospel. It's the wine, divine wine, that just intoxicates you with His love. You know, life is in the blood, right? Well, His blood is absolutely pure wine love, because God is love. So the very core of His being, the very life of God, is the very love of God. You're drinking the love of God, the glory of God, and it just intoxicates you and brings you back into the image of which you were originally, the image of God, until we started eating all the knowledge about God. It's not about a position for you. It's about being positioned in Christ. It's about being positioned in Him. And He does the works. Even when Jesus walked the earth, He said, "My Father does the works." He was just yielding to whatever His Father wanted to do. And so you can't even get there at all unless you first have a... You got to know Holy Spirit. You got to know the Father. You got to know, you know, the Spirit of God. Or else we'll always be doing our own thing until... realize what He's like when He speaks. I've dragged people out of wheelchairs and they never got healed. Other times I just show up and I just say a word and the whole place falls out and the power of God comes. the difference is I'm doing my own thing, and the other one thing was I saw it in heaven. You know, you speak what you see in heaven, and then if heaven comes through your gates and manifests into this realm, the earth realm, from the heaven realm. But it's a growing process. You learn what works and what doesn't work, and he does the works that works, you know, when he does the works. I love Jesus, man. Oh, Lord. Take a break. Stop listening to me for the next 60 seconds and put all your affections on God. Put all your desires on God. Put all your life on the altar, everything that you are, and let him burn it. The gospel is the good news of what he's done. And what he's done is available through your spirit if you can connect to him, which you are in Christ. Christ is the substance of God. When you're in the substance of God, you allow him to do what he wants through you. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we're just going to take a break right now and get real with God. Hallelujah. This is where a lot of people will shut off the video. Good. Hard waiting, hey? When's he gonna say something? Is he gonna come back? Wrestle that every day and put it to death every day so that you just hear what God is saying. You know, God says, my words are spirit and they are life. So you can tell when God's speaking, there's spirit and there's life. Life is him. If he's not in the words, then they're worthless. Will burn. They're of no eternal value. Shabba. Shakai.